Well, Coach, a whole season of basketball in 1 week there up there in Bernalillo. Then you moved to Rio Rancho at the Star Center, then to the Pit in Albuquerque. Nice little combination of gyms there that you got to play at. And, of course, all three wins for Tatum Lady Kyles. Congratulations on the championship. I know it's pretty exciting as you take over the team this year and get a W under your belt in a real big way.
You know, thank you very much, Ty. And on behalf of the Tatum community and the Tatum schools and those 11 fantastic girls and a couple of managers and then Kelly West, my assistant, we really appreciate it. You know, it's kind of surreal. It's just now kind of sinking in as I kind of reflect back on that week. It was an incredible week. You know, I think of, you know, just the tiny things that can happen during basketball games and just how well you have to be prepared and how well you have to play and the fact that, you know, in Albuquerque, you need a little bit of luck. You need the ball to bounce your way sometime. And, you know, I think we got a little bit of all of that, and I'm just super happy, especially for the four seniors, that they could go out with a state championship. And, you know, I'm still on cloud nine as we speak.
And, heck, that first game, you guys were actually pushed a little bit. I mean, you guys won by 10 points at 45-35 over Animas, but still, they had you by a point there early on.
You know, Animas was a fantastic team. I thought all three teams – Animas, Logan, and Melrose were all, you know, all capable of winning a state championship. Most are when you get to Albuquerque. Animas had good size, which kind of concerned us because we were a team full of guards, but, you know, and they were physical and they had good speed. But, you know, all along, we just continued to kind of rely on what made us, you know, what we are and what we were throughout the year. And that's just our defensive pressure, you know, our full court press, just our commitment to half-court defensive excellence, you know, playing fantastic team defense. We've just been really solid defensively all year. Not a great rebounding team, which is a little bit – was a little cause for concern. We kind of got used to just being out-rebounded. We just had to outscore them a little bit. But, you know, we just went back to what we do. We defend. We play awful, awful hard. I'm pretty tough on these girls and just getting them to really, really push themselves because you have to really commit to being in shape to play that way. But we just leaned on what we are, and we just kind of rolled with it. And then we, you know, along the way, we hit some free throws in a timely manner, a bunch of them in the championship game, and then, you know, just made those little plays that enable you to win a state.
Coach, you guys do get the 10-point win over Animas. That was the quarterfinal matchup. I noticed in that game, too, Maddie Rice, she had a couple of collisions early on. That girl won't say no. I mean, those breaks don't come on very often. She's going to take it right at you.
Maddie Rice knows one speed, and that is full. She is just, you know, you can call it what you want. She plays with more passion, I believe, than almost any young lady I've ever seen. She really, really, really loves to play basketball. And she just likes to do all those things just – you know, kind of like guys play, actually. You know, she's physical. She loves to guard you. She'll accept any challenge. And she's always, you know, on the floor or diving on the floor or getting knocked down or, you know, she's a tough girl. That time, you know, in March in Albuquerque, everybody's bumped and bruised. But, you know, Maddie would have a new set of bumps and bruises almost every day in practice. But she just kept on grinding and kept on going. It's kind of how she is, you know. And she's also she's a champion rodeoer, too. So she's pretty familiar with bumps and bruises and things like that to go along. But mostly Maddie is just a competitor. She just absolutely hates losing, and she puts all of her energy into just absolutely wanting to beat you, and that's a really unique characteristic.
Well, so your Lady Kyles got to move up to the Star Center there in Rio Rancho for the semifinals after the win over Animas, and actually you went bigger in that second game than you did in the first game. Beat Logan 60-42, an 18-point win, and a quick start of that first quarter, up 18-10, and it was 34-21 at the half, so a nice little 13-point cushion at the break.
It was. You know, we've had one of our better starts. We characteristically were a good starting team throughout the year. We averaged just a little under 20 points in the first quarter. So we started well, but I thought against Logan, we just really, really looked sharp. Although, you know, we did build that lead, and then I think we built it to 19 and then cut it to 4, and we were teetering a little bit, but again, we went right back to our pressure. We went right back to attacking the basket, trying to get to the line, stop the clock, and allow us to rest a little bit, which was so valuable. And we just kept grinding on Logan. I thought the Logan game was where our conditioning really, really, really set in. You know, those five starters play the vast majority of the minutes. You know, Celeste and Maddie, and Abigail, unless there's foul trouble, they're not coming out. I can't tell you how many full games Celeste came. Well, in the state tournament, I believe she came out for a minute and a half. You know, we just kept on staying after him, and then we were able to push that lead back up, and I thought we really just wore Logan down. It was a very good team. You know, we'd split with them. They beat us pretty bad once, and we beat them pretty bad once. So I was really proud of the way we played against Logan. And then, you know, it enabled us to move on to an even bigger arena. We went from kind of a small high school to a larger arena, and then we eventually got to the one we wanted to go to.
Definitely a big win there, an 18-point victory, 60-42. And, of course, gets you into the championship game against Melrose at the Pit. As we talk about this big championship game, of course, Tatum is in terms of taking on Melrose over the years, it seems like they've played him quite a bit in the championship round. This time around, you guys get the better advantage there and get the win on the big court. How'd you feel heading into that game? Of course, Melrose, one of the favorites of the season, and you guys didn't get a chance to play him in the regular season this year.
Yeah, you know, oddly enough, you know, a team from the East, you know, we usually kind of beat up on each other all year. You know, we'll play... You know, we played a lot of three or four times, played Dora several times, you know, and usually you'll play all those teams, especially because we also participate in the EPAC tournament. But we just kind of stayed away from each other. I knew they were very good. Caleb King, the coach, does a very good job with them. They play awful hard. They get out and man you. They're very, very athletic. They're bigger than we are. So, you know, but I was never worried because I thought that for every matchup problem that maybe they gave us, I thought our speed kind of gave us, you know, maybe a matchup problem and a half for them. I just think speed kind of trumps everything, especially in small school basketball when things aren't so size dominant. But, you know, we had a healthy respect for them, but we kind of wanted them. I think there was a part of my girls that really wanted them. Melrose had been consistently ranked number one all year, or one or two between them and Logan. We were kind of, you know, our girls would kind of get a little miffed because we'd be as low as five on max preps or four on max preps, and We'd slip in the rankings, and you know we kept reminding each other that there's only one ranking that really counts. And so we had a healthy respect for them. And we knew they'd play well. They're championship experience. They've been in those games, but we just played a really, really, really good basketball game against them on Saturday in the Pit.
And of course, this was a team that you were trailing first and second quarters. That's not something you've been used to this season with your domination. But Melrose up 10-8 in the first, 16-12 in the second. So 26-20 at the half. See, a little bit of a room to make up there, but a great third quarter, too, where you outscored Melrose 18-8 and had a nice little, 13-4 run, I believe, in that third quarter to take the, or 14-2 run to take the lead. And what did you do differently halftime wise to get yourself back in that after being down by six at the half?
Well, you know, we were down by six, and then, you know, we just, our halftime adjustment was pretty simple. We just had to tighten up our defense. We got a little loose a couple of times. We got away from stopping their penetration in the lane. We were kind of letting them get easy bounces in the lane. We just had to make it a little tougher for them. You know, and they come out in that third quarter, and Logan pushes it to a 10-point lead. And I kind of look out at those seniors, too. I typically save my timeouts more as rest breaks than anything else, but I look at those seniors, and I kind of ask them, you know, do we need one? And you know, they really looked at me with just a really calm look, and they kind of said, Coach, we're good. And I just thought, you know, I always tell kids, I've told them all year, if talent is equal, the team that plays harder is generally going to win. And I said, you know, I told those girls in a timeout, I remember, I said, you know, it's really not X's and O's right now. It's really none of that. It's not a lot of coach. There's not a lot I can do right now to help you guys. You're just going to have to want it more. You know, it's less – Jimenez and Maddie, those seniors in our huddles, they were instrumental in leading, you know, and just, you know, being positive and saying, you know, we're fine. And, you know, we just kept chipping away at that lead. And then the next thing, you know, we just started living on the line, you know, and I'm super proud of that because we practice free throws an awful lot. Girls get bored doing it. And we just kept knocking them down and knocking them down. And then, you know, Celeste made key plays. Maddie gets a couple of steals. I thought when they intentionally fouled her and got her the and one, that was a big turning point. Taylor Graham steals the ball and gets an and one, then hits a three. You know, and like I said, in between those, we kept knocking down free throws. You know, we just kind of tightened things up and just tried to somehow collectively want it a little bit more than Melrose did, and we were able to come out on top.
Yeah, of course, 77 free throw attempts in that game, a combined 35 for Melrose. And, of course, your Lady Kyles had 42 attempts as well. So both teams had their opportunities. I know Very poor shooting in terms of the free throw line for Melrose. You guys made 34-42, so pretty decent there. Again, getting a lot of chances to get up on that free throw stripe and definitely get the big win that you've been waiting for. 57-48, the final, a 9-point victory. Now, again, this is another game where the team out-rebounded you, the opponent, but I guess that doesn't really matter when it comes down to the final score, because it's another game where you outstole the other team 11-7. Turnovers 20 for you, 26 for Melrose, so you won in that category too, and I guess you'll take the wins through defense any way you can get it, right?
When you're on that last Saturday or that Saturday in March, when it's just win or go home, you know, you'll just take it however you can get it. You know, I want to say that we played 32 games, and I want to say that we got out rebounded in 24 of them. You know, we're small. My tallest player that plays regularly is 5'8 or 5'9. And, you know, a lot of times pressing and trapping, you'll kind of find yourself out of defensive position. You also force a lot of long shots. We give up some long rebounds. And, you know, we kind of got used to being out-rebounded. So we had to make it up, like you said, in other ways. We had to make it up being really, really excellent free throw shooters. Try to cut down our turnovers. 20 was way too many. But still managed to get it done. But we just had to find other ways to do it since we're not that big. But, you know, it's kind of hard to guesstimate anything about the heart of someone when those girls decided they really wanted that game worse than Melrose did. That's just an intangible that you can't coach, you can't teach. Those girls just had to collectively look at each other and say, we cannot lose this game. And I'm super proud of the way they battled. They really, really, really are tough, determined young ladies who are just, you know, I'm just super, super happy for them.
Again, a lot of girls getting in double digits in that game, too. Celeste Jimenez, three games of 20 or 20-plus, 21 in that one. Abigail Duran finished with 13, Maddie Rice with 13 before fouling out, and then Taylor Graham ended up with 10. So four players in the best game of the season, the championship, as you win at the Pit. Coach, key players graduating for your Lady Coyotes, Sarah Combs, of course. Also, other top producers, Maddie Rice, Celeste Jimenez, who scored those 20-plus in three games at the state tournament, and Abigail Duran, too. I mean, those are names that come up every time in the box score being on top of the list. What's in the pipeline to keep this big momentum going with the state championship?
Well, you don't ever replace four seniors like that. You just don't. They are not only talented, they are, like I said, they're excellent leaders. They understand how to help groom young kids. But, you know, I've got the ninth grader, Kyan Heisman, is going to come back. She's got an awful high ceiling. She's going to be a really, really good player. I've got two eighth graders who contributed more and more as the season came along, and Sierra Jimenez and Kylie West. And then, you know, I've got the Weir sisters. I've got Izzy Hart, who is a real tall girl who's really, really come a long way. And then, you know, we'll keep building through our junior high ranks and hopefully just keep putting out championship teams that Tatum has kind of been doing here the last decade or so. You know, there's a lot of really, really talented athletes in the Tatum schools. There's a lot of really, really dedicated parents who help these kids and little dribblers and all that and coach them in junior high and take them traveling and tournaments. You know, Fernando Jimenez, the boys' assistant coach, he's, you know, his hands are all over this blue trophy because he's coached all of these girls in one form or another. When you have a supportive community and administration like that, you have school where sports is really, really, really the most important thing probably that we do. And this is an A school. Tatum schools are excellent, excellent academic schools, but sports is everything. And you know, we're just going to try to keep grooming them and try to hopefully this experience has helped those young kids. And I know it will. There's no experience like the act of actually doing it and being there. But we're gonna have our work cut out for us. But I know that these girls are gonna work after watching the ladies seniors led, and you know we'll see what happens. But I'm excited to be at Tatum, and I'm excited, really happy for these girls. But yeah, we'll move forward and we'll start playing hard and getting after it again.
Well, Coach, thanks for being with us. Congratulations on the championship banner to bring back to Lee County, only team that could do that for us this year. And I'm sure a lot of fans around the area are pretty excited about it as well as you are.
Well, thank you, Ty, for always taking care of our kids and getting them out on the airways. And also a shout-out to the Hobbs Taskovich Band and the Hobbs High School cheerleaders who came and cheered our kids on during our game. That was really, really, really cool and unexpected. And just a super, super big thank you to the Hobbs schools for letting their cheerleaders and band play during our game. That really, really provided a lift. But super happy right now, and thank you very much, Ty.